Hilchos Purim Halacha Hey. Al pi amaymar Abashol Oimer Koiver Meisim Oisi Pamachas Ratzli B'Sefer Horishon B'Simenun Hey. This is based on chapter 55 in the first half of Likut Imran. The first paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give a summary of this chapter in Likut Imran. V'haklal, to summarize what Rav Nosson Zal says there, ki lirois b'mapolosom shel rishoyim Yefsher Kim Alidei Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal begins there by saying that in order to see the defeat of Rishoim, you need Eretz Yisrael. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Shev Liyamini, sit by my right side, Ad Oshi Soivecho Hadoim Laraglecho, till I take your enemies and make them a footstool for your feet. And the word Yemin is one of the nicknames of Eretz Yisrael, because when Yaakov Avinu was staying by Lavan, and when he left there to go to Eretz Yisrael, it says he named the first child that was born, Binyamin ben Yemin, because he was born in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was to the right of where Yaakov had been by Lavan. Yemin ze bechinas Eretz Yisrael, bechinas Binyamin ben Yemin shenoilad b'Eretz Yisrael. So that's what you need to this. The Pasuk says, sit by my right, and I'll make your enemies a footstool for you. Ulahamshech bechinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael achshav begolos. How is it possible for the Yidden, while they're in Golos, to draw upon themselves the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to destroy their enemies? Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, va'af gam zois be'eretz oyveihem, even while you'll be in the land of your enemies, you'll be able to draw this. The only way to do it is by activating the light of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Ki horishoim mamshichim b'chinas ra'ayin al soineihem, because bad people draw the evil eye into their enemies. V'ho odom nitzol mira'ayin hazeh al yidei limud zchus she'odom melamed al rosha. In order for a Jew to protect himself from this ra'ayin, the way that he does it is by judging the Rasha favorably. Ki gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu melamed zchus al Rasha, because even Hashem, in certain cases, judges the Rasha favorably, bishvil lahatzil es hatzadik mi ra'ayin shel Rasha, simply as a means of protecting the tzaddik from the evil eye of the Rasha. Rabbi Nizal explains this over there in Likut Imran, how this Ra'ayin works, and why certain times the only way to protect oneself from it is through this Limud Zchus. Ki lesalek hadin v'hamishpot tzorech loze hizgalu sayad. In order for a person to remove from himself judgment, chas v'shalom, he has to reveal the hand. The hand is the thing that removes or controls the judgment of Hashem. V'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'toicheis b'mishpot yodi, my hand took hold of the judgment. So if we want to get Hashem to control his judgment or withhold judgment, we need to reveal the koyach of the yad. U'kishenizgal yad Hashem, azay nase tzel, sheboi niskase hatzadik me'eres shel hara'ayim. When the hand of Hashem is revealed, it forms a protective shade or shadow in which the tzaddik can cover himself and be protected from the ra'ayin of the Rasha. Bebechinas betzel yodi kisisicha, as the pasuk says clearly, in the shadow of my hand I covered you up. I covered you and protected you. Vaydeze nischazek mo'er einov shel hatzaddik. And Rabbi Nizal writes there that when the tzaddik has this protection from the ra'ayin of the Rasha, then the light of the eyes of the tzaddik becomes stronger, the yochoi lirois ulahasik tzidkosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tzaddik is given the ability to see and understand the righteousness of Hashem, afal pi sheharosha zoicha badin, even though he sees the Rishoim prospering and thriving, still he's able to understand the justice, the justification that Hashem has for it. V'nispashet liboy me'akmimius, and his heart gets smoothed out from any crookedness that it had in it, any ill feeling towards Hashem. Why is Hashem doing this? Why is Hashem letting this happen? Those kind of feelings disappear. umechazek es atzmoi, and then the tzaddik strengthens himself, umispawel al tzrochov, and he has the ability to pray for all of his own personal needs. Ki nisyasher liboy b'shleimus emuna, because his heart has become smoothed out as a result of his the solidification of his faith in Hashem. No questions. Ki ikar hatfila al yedei emuna. Because Rav Enizal explains over there, in order for a person's tefillah to be really effective, he has to have emunah. And a person can't have emunah when he has all of these grizzing in his heart towards Hashem, all of these negative feelings. Why is Hashem doing this? Why is Hashem letting that Russia prosper? But when he's able to understand, when he's able to be melamed tzchus as to why Hashem is doing it, and be able to melamed tzchus on the Russia, that gives the tzaddik this shleimus emunah that will make his tefillah so effective. And Rabbi Nizal in that chapter in Likutei Moran explains the topic of Poraduma, and he relates it to tefillah. Ofor voifer. We know that in Poraduma, it had two ingredients in it, two additional ingredients, ashes and dirt. And Rabbi Nizal also explains over there about tefillah, that a person has to be mesakein the three sounds of tefillah. And when a person is zeichet to be davening properly, the light of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov is shining for him properly. Rabbi Nizal over there makes a connection between the mitzvah of Chala and the schus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, based on the Zohar HaKadosh. And it's brought wherever Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov are found, that's where the Shekhinah is found. Tamon, Shehi Bechinas Chala. The Shekhinah is compared to the mitzvah of Chala, Shehi Gam Zois. The word Chala is Bigimatria 43. And the Gemara learns out from that the quantity of dough that you have to be making in order to be required to take challah is 43 eggs worth. That's for the mitzvah of challah. And the word gam is also used to symbolize the Shekhinah. It's brought, the Pasuk says, V'af gam zois b'hiyosem b'eretz aveim. And in addition to this, when the Jews will be in Galus, the Shekhinah will be with them. The addition is the Shekhinah. The gam is the Shekhinah. Just like it's brought, the Zohar HaKadosh says, I've mentioned this before, there's a pasuk, Hine matoiv umanoim shevesachim gam yachad. How good and sweet it is when Jews live together, when there's achdus between them. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, it should have said shevesachim yachad. When brothers live together, what does it say? Gam. When brothers live also together. The word gam is extra. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the words gam yachad are Bigimatria Hashem's name exactly, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to show that whenever there's an Achdus between two Jews, the Shekhinah is also present with them. So this word Gam is used often to symbolize the Shekhinah. Ki Gam Bechinas Chala Shehu Shir Mem Gimel Beitzim. The term Gam represents the mitzvah of Chala, where you need a dough the size of 43 eggs to be chayev and challah, and the word challah is bigimatria 43, v'hi bechinas Yerusha Seretz Yisrael. And challah, the mitzvah of challah, represents the Jews taking over Eretz Yisrael. Because when Hashem introduces the mitzvah of challah in the Chumash, He says, when you will come to Eretz Yisrael and you will conquer the land, from that time on you'll be chayev to give this challah. Vaidei b'chinas Eretz Yisrael loy dai shenitzol mirai in shel rishoyim, and through Eretz Yisrael, not only will a person be zecher to be protected from the evil eye of the rishoyim, elogam roye bohem ma shehim rotzu lirosboi, but rather he'll be able to see happen to the goyim what the goyim wanted to do to him. Any harm or any negative thing that the rishoyim wanted to do to the person will happen to them if the person is zeichet to kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Veda, and Rabbi Nizal says that you should know, shelav kol odom yochoy lesaken koylo yiseilu b'tfilosoy. Not every Jew has the ability to be mesaken the three sounds that Rabbi Nizal mentions in that chapter in the Likutei Moran in his tefillah. כי לפעמים הקולוי סנאו בתפילוסוי יויצן מרשויים גדולים. Because there are times when these קולויס, which interrupt the person's תפילה, are coming from major רשויים. כמוי בחינס אויג מלך הבושון, שאפילו מוישה רבנו עליו השלום היו מסיר ממנו. Where we know, for example, even during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Rosha who was so powerful that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him. כי אחיזוסוי היו סמוך לימין שהוא ארץ ישראל. Because it's brought that Oig Melech HaBoshon, his connection was from the right side, which means close to Eretz Yisrael. He lived right next to Eretz Yisrael. The land of Boshon was one of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, one of those lands that bordered Eretz Yisrael. That's one reason why it's called the right side. And also Oig served Avram Avinu. Oig was around. He's the one who came to tell Avram Avinu the news that Loit had been captured. So Oig's kesher with Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu is known as the Ish HaChesed, which is the right side. Ki hoyo mibnei beisoy de Avram. Oig was from the household of Avram Avinu. Ad shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe al tiroisoy. And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him until Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, do not fear him. Vayidei zeh hatzadikim shem oisei toiv hem zeichem lepnei Hashem. And by following all the tikkunim that are mentioned in this chapter in Likut Imran about Eretz Yisrael and about the Avos HaKadoshim and about Challah, Tzadikim shem oisei toiv hem zeichem lepnei Hashem. The tzadikim who are the good doers are zeichet to receive the light of the face of Hashem. Ki koidim krisus arishoim hoya pnei Hashem mustor mechusa boisei ro kedei lachrisam. Because prior to the defeat of the Rishoim, the face of Hashem was hidden and covered up by the Rishoim in order to destroy them. However, once that procedure is completed, once the Rishoim have been eliminated, the face of Hashem can now be revealed to the tzaddikim who are doing good. This chapter on the Likutei Moran that this is based on, chapter 55, is a long chapter, and each one of the things that was mentioned here as a bullet, over there it's explained in a full paragraph. There's a lot of detail there where Rabbeinu Zalman explains the interaction between tzaddikim and rishoyim and why things have to be a certain way, you know, at times. Now Rabbeinu Zalman is going to take that whole discussion and relate it and clarify it based on Purim.